My love Hashem appeared to Avram. Now we don't see that there was any nevuah, there's no prophecy, no messaging that happened. So Chazal tell us that what really was going on over here, that Hashem was coming to do Bikur Cholim. He was coming to visit the sick. Avram was ill. Hashem came to visit him. So Moshe Feinstein asks the following question. He says, if you look up the Shulchan Aruch, if you look up the rule book, what are the rules of Bikur Cholim? What are you supposed to do when you visit a person, a sick person? Two things. One, you're supposed to daven for him. You're supposed to pray for him. Two, when you visit him, you're supposed to look to see what is it that he needs that you could go ahead and try to fulfill his needs. That's the whole thing. So he asks Moshe Feinstein, in the Sefer Mishkul Drash Moshe, he says, that's not applicable to Hashem. What does it mean that Hashem did Bikur Cholim? He did the mitzvah of visiting the sick. Well, the mitzvah is to daven. Hashem didn't have to daven for Avram. Daven to Hashem, right? And what does it mean that he had to see what Avram needed in order to take care of his needs? Hashem takes care of everyone's needs. He didn't have to go and visit Avram to check out what Avram was lacking, what Avram needed. So what does this mean? He visited him, but that's not what Bikur Cholim is. Bikur Cholim is not just to visit. Bikur does not mean to visit. The word Bikur means to investigate. Like the word Boker. Boker means the morning, right? Because in the morning it becomes light. You're able to see. You're able to look into something in a deeper way because there's light outside. That's the word. The word Boker, Bikur, is to look in deeply. So the idea of Bikur Cholim is not to show up, hey, I heard you're sick, I'm here. Check. I did the mitzvah. That's not what it is. It's you get there. So, what can I do for you? What do you need? Can I rub your back? Can I get you a cup of water? You look to see what's going on. Hashem didn't need to do that to understand the needs of Avram Avinu. So, what does it mean that Hashem did Bikur Cholim? So, the answer that Moshe gives, I'm going to use a little bit of my own words here to explain this, is as follows. He says that we have to realize that although the actual mitzvah, if you look it up in the Shulchan Aruch, is to do those two things, it's really much deeper than that. It's not really that I'm supposed to check in to see your needs. Yeah, if someone's sick, I have to do that. But it's really that when, if someone is sick and they know that someone comes to ask them about what their needs are, it shows that someone cares about them. Shows that there's empathy. Shows that someone's thinking about them. And that's more important than the cup of water. So therefore, even if Avram didn't have necessarily needs that Hashem had to investigate in, had to look in to go ahead and see how he could fulfill those physical, practical lackings of Avram. Hashem knew that already from where he was. He could have given it just like that. But when you go to see someone, and that person says, oh wow, the person took time to come visit me, and he's interested in me. He's interested in knowing how he can help me. See, even if at the end of the day there's nothing that you can do, you fulfill the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Meaning Bikur Cholim, and we'll see maybe with other areas of chesed as well, is really to connect to the person. It's to show that you're in with him. You care about him. You were thinking about him. That manifests itself in different ways. Can I get you a cup of water? Can I rub your back? Etc. But the main thing is, the yisod, the inner thing at the end of the day is, I care about you. I'm thinking about you. One of the greatest acts of chesed that we learned from this week's parsha also, Eshel, that Avraham planted in Eshel. And Chazal tells us, what's this Eshel? This literally a tree. Aleph represents achila, eating. Shin represents shtia, drink. And lamed represents levaya, that he escort his guests out. The word levaya is from the same root, the same Hebrew word as lovet, to lend, or malvet, a malvet to lend, lovet to borrow, or levaya, funeral. The same word means a funeral, to lend money, and to escort a guest. What's the relationship between all these types of things? Because when you escort a guest, The idea is that you're connecting with him. You're trying to say, oh, I don't want you to leave. I'm holding on to you. I'm connecting. A last impression. When you lend someone money, it's not just about, here, I had 100 bucks, here it is. It's that I feel you have a need, I connect to your need, and that's why I'm giving you $100. Why in the world would I give you $100 sitting in my pocket? I earned it, it's mine. Why would I give it to you? Oh, because I'm worried, I care about you. I see that you have a need, you have a tzorich. And I feel for that, I connect to that need. Oh, well, oh, here it is. It's all about connecting. Levaya, of course, a funeral, that's what it is. When we give the eulogy, what's the idea? But everyone's trying to connect to that person. It's all about a connection. And that is in Bikur Cholim, when you go ahead to look at the person's needs, that's not just, oh, Shulchan Aruch said I have to check your needs. So I am here. It's like the nurse that comes to the hospital bed and has you know, the pad, has to check on things. So the visitor also comes and says, yes, I have to check your needs. That's not what it's about. It's about showing a genuine connection to the person that you really care. And therefore, this is possible by Hashem. Yes, Hashem doesn't need to daven, and Hashem knows what the needs are from above, but to be able to let the person feel, wow, Hashem came to visit me. That's amazing, right? To show that someone's thinking about you, someone cares about you, that's the main thing. And therefore, this requires a lot of thought. A person has to actually think about whether his visit is going to be appreciated. Can't just say, oh, I know someone's sick, or I know someone's this, I know someone's that, I'm going to go do it. Is it the right time? Is it good for them? Are they going to appreciate that I came? Am I going to do what it's supposed to do? To connect. And it is just to dry. I came to check to see if you have these needs. So who cares? You come in, you knock on the door, just tell me if you have your needs, I'll deliver it. If it's to actually bring about a chibur, a connection, so then you need to think beforehand. Am I going to create that? Or am I not going to create that? Maybe it'll be a burden. Maybe it'll be a burden, the fact that I'm there. The person might feel bad, oh, if I have a guest now, I have to start entertaining them. Well, I need to sleep right now. I have a headache, I need to rest, and I have to get up. The person comes in, I have to get up, and it's harder. Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? If you're a robot, yes. If you're looking deeper, then maybe not. And listen to this incredible deal that I saw from a truck this week. It's unbelievable. There's no other word for that. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Avel, Perek Yedal HaLachavah. This is where the Rambam writes the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Okay, chapter 14, 6, look it up, because you're not going to believe me. He said as follows, HaNichnas Levakar Zachol, someone came, he entered to visit the sick person. Lo Yishal Agabe Mita, he shouldn't sit on the bed. Lo Agabe Kisi, not in the chair. Lo Agabe Sasa, not on the bench. Lo Agabe Makon Gavon, not in the high spot. Lo Lamal Roshosa, not above his head. El Misadif, V'yoshiv Lamal Roshosa, you should sit lower than his head. Levakar Shal Rachamim, and you should daven for him. And here's an answer for one word. The Yetzik, and you should leave. What did we think, Rambam? That you're going to go there, like move in? Hey, I'm camping out. I am here now forever. No, of course you're going to leave. Whoever would have thought the Rambam had to tell me, you go in and make sure you leave. It's a very strange last word of the Rambam. I understand he wants to tell you how you're supposed to sit. He has to tell you that you're supposed to daven. Okay, I got it. He'll tell me what to do once you get there. The fact the Rambam adds in at the word v'yotze, and you leave, seems superfluous. Explain to him, no. It's quite important. Because sometimes you can think, oh, I'm a mitzvah man! I am here to help! I am such a tzaddik! And you take pictures so you can show everyone that you came to visit a sick person, and you show pictures of the hospital that you were in, and you show pictures of the balloon that you got ripped off on floor zero when you walked in. You go ahead and buy for the person in the bed, right? You gotta let everyone know you did a mitzvah. This is fanfare time. This is big stuff, right? So once you're in there, you know, you hang out. Vayotze, get out. Maybe he doesn't, you have to keep your finger on the pulse. Maybe it's too much. Maybe you've overstayed. It doesn't mean you're a bad guy. It doesn't mean you did anything wrong. But you have to feel out that, does he really need you here now? Is it really important for you to be here? Are you creating a chibur? Or are you making it more difficult for him, the fact that you're staying here right now? It's a big deal. I've experienced it. I've seen other people experience this as well. Sometimes people are so righteous and they're so they stay for so long. This happens sometimes, unfortunately, by Nichum Aveilim, if someone is sitting Shiva, he's mourning. So you know, people show up 11 o'clock at night. That's when they pop in, and these people are dying. They're a long day, sitting there forever. They want to wrap things up. And you just pop in, and the party now gets started. Is that the right thing? Yeah, I know you couldn't make it earlier, but now are you supposed to stay? Is that the way it's supposed to be? A person has to become a chesed expert. A chesed expert is not to look at how other people do chesed and just imitate them. Chesed expert means that you mamish think a lot about what you're about to do. How am I going to speak? How am I going to act? How long am I going to stay? Sometimes the greatest chesed, again, you want to show the person that you just care about him. The greatest thing is you come in, you see that it's not a good time, and you're out of there. Like that. You traveled an hour to get to this place, and you stay for 5 seconds. That's godless. When you can do that, that you're a great human being. And you could maybe create in those 5 seconds what another person maybe would need an hour for. No one has to know that it took an hour to get there. No one has to know that you got stuck in traffic. No one has to know that you got into a car accident on the way. It's irrelevant. The idea was to try to help the person. And you created that connection. We have to be very, very careful. A lot of times, when we do chesed, there's certain organizations, and they're good organizations, not putting anything down, but sometimes we get caught up in it that it's like the in thing to do. So I'm going to go ahead and do that chesed. Or it's the cool thing to do. And then people say, oh wow, you went here, oh wow, you're involved with that, oh wow, you did that, wow, it's amazing, you must be a very special person. Not necessarily you're such a special person. You might have done it for X, Y, and Z, whatever the reasons are. It doesn't necessarily say who you are. Now, I'm not saying people shouldn't be involved in chesed organizations. I'm a big pro of chesed organizations, big time, okay? But you have to make sure you are real with yourself. Why you're doing what you're doing, and what are you doing? What am I accomplishing? Am I accomplishing? Am I doing it in the right way? Am I creating that love, that connection with the other person? Am I filling his needs? In his needs, not my needs. Not what I feel I need, and that's why I have to go ahead and do it. The Malbim says in this week's Parsha, and I've quoted this before, and for me it's very, very powerful. If you want to look it up, it's in Perek Yudches, Pasuk Dalet, 18:4. The Malbim says, let's contrast Noach and Abraham. If you would have asked me, if you read Chumash, on a superficial level, right? Well, not that superficial. But if you read the storyline, right? Who was a greater Baal Chesed, Noach or Abraham? I would have said Noach. Can you imagine living in an ark with a bunch of crazy animals? You have to go ahead and feed them every day, take out their garbage, clean up after them. Like it was pretty intense what was going on over there. Never hear about Noach and his Chesed. You don't hear about it. Abraham, in the chesed, okay, you serve food. You don't even hear about it so much in the Chumash. It doesn't talk about it so much. So what's the difference between Avraham and Noach? Says the Malbim, a very powerful idea. He says there's a difference between chesed and rachem. Now we don't have the two words in Lashon HaKodesh that are just like, same thing, just other letters. Rachem means mercy, chesed means kindness. What's the difference between those two things? And he says as follows. He says that rachamim is reactive. Sometimes, well, why do people spend $10 on that little balloon on floor zero? Why? How? You got to add it to your mind. And by the way, most people, they go to the hospital, they know they're not going to buy it. And all of a sudden, they get in there, and all of a sudden, they go right into the gift store, and they buy it. How does it happen? How does it happen that people buy it? So I'll tell you why. Because when you're in the car on the way to the hospital, you know, I'm not spending usually more than that, for the balloon and the teddy bear. I'm not going to spend crazy money like that. And then what happens, you get in there, and now you start getting nervous. I have been walking to a hospital, I mean, this happens to me all the time. I like start to cringe, and I feel uneasy, and you know, it's scary a little bit. So you don't feel so good, right? And then you realize, you know what, maybe I should have brought him something. I knew I should have, I should have brought him something. On the way here, I realized, you don't have to buy him. It's okay, you forgot. Don't worry, don't go back home. It's okay, you forgot. And you're not going to spend the money in the store. It's ridiculous. It's okay, he doesn't need it. But when you get in there, all of a sudden, you start regretting the fact that you didn't go back home to pick up that chocolate chip cookies that you're going to give the guy. You start feeling very, very uncomfortable. So now, what are you going to do? You're going to show up without anything? So you push yourself, I'm not going to spend the money. You get into the elevator. The elevator up is like torturous. Now you really start sweating. You're really, what's going to be, you're going to see the whatever. All of a sudden, you go back down and buy that thing. Why did you buy the balloon? For him or for you? You bought it for yourself. Because you inside felt guilty. You inside had a bad feeling. To get rid of your bad feeling, you bought him a balloon. Now, externally, it looks like you did an amazing chesed. You splurged on the balloon to go ahead and give that. Okay. But really, what motivated you, what pushed you, was an inner feeling of guilt. That's rachamim. Rachamim is mercy when there's a need in front of you. Someone sticks out his hand and says, please, I need stuff. And you feel bad for the guy. So sometimes to get rid of that bad feeling that you have inside, you'll go ahead and you'll give him the money. Chesed is initiated. Chesed is when there is no need. If you look at the story with Avram, you think that he's out of his mind. The only time there's a mitzvah achnasas orchin of inviting guests is when there are people that don't have a place to be. If there's no one on the street, that means everyone is home eating their Shabbos meal. And Avram is all upset and he's running out to find the guests. Well, if they're guests, then they'll be there. The fact that there are no people wandering means that everyone is taken care of. There is no mitzvah b'chnasas orchim. There is no mitzvah invite guests. There are no guests out there. But Avram says, that's not enough for me. I have to go ahead and find someone. I want to go ahead and do chesed means I want to initiate the good. I want to find the place to give the good. I'm not feeling that I can't sleep at night because I heard that there are people up north that are this, or I can't study because my friend told me that next one. It's not that I'm bothered by something, I have to get rid of that ill feeling in my stomach. It's that I initiate, I want to find good to give. That is like Hashem. Hashem didn't feel bad, so he created us to give us. Hashem is the ultimate good, and he created us to give us. He created the mitzvahs of people so that he could give to us. Avram wanted to create. He wanted to create guests. So he could go ahead and be like Hashem and give. That's in chesed and rachamim. Chesed is to initiate. Rachamim is when you feel bad. Mechobos Chavavos writes about this as well. He speaks about this at length. That sometimes people do the mitzvah b'ibur cholim only because they don't feel good. So they personally don't feel good that they're not being able to do anything. So they'll go. Now they'll walk out. They'll feel much better. Okay? But then we have to realize again, doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. But that's rachamim. That's a lower level than what chesed is, going ahead and initiating. And therefore, we have to, in order to become a chesed expert, we have to realize that just to do is not enough. You should just do also. But don't just do. Think about what am I doing, why am I doing it, and how can I do it better? And the goal is to be able to connect to the person, to get into his life, to feel for him, and to fill all his needs in the greatest way. And if the greatest way of doing that is not showing up, then be a tzaddik and don't show up. If the greatest way is to come for 5 seconds, even though you put tons of time in and you lost money and X, Y, doesn't matter. Because the point isn't, well, I did so much, so therefore I should spend a lot of time there. Those two things, there's no correlation between those two things. And that's what Hashem teaches us. Hashem teaches us that, it's not just about the davening, that's Allah, you got to daven for him, but it's not about that, and it's not just about figuring out what his needs are. Hashem didn't have to do that either. Hashem showed up because he knew that would bring the joy to Avram. And as long as we work on this, in our chesed, to try to really think about what another person needs, it requires studying, literally studying another person. Thinking before what they need, what they like. Have other people showed up today? Is there a time that it's like a dead time and maybe he'd appreciate someone to come at that point? You ask people around, you study, you spend time, don't just show up. That will make us, in the greatest way, like the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and we can connect to people in the greatest way, we can do the mitzvah in the greatest way, and we can continue to walk in Hashem in the way that we always want to. Shabbat Shalom.